The San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble, or SAVE, does more than play and sing. They study the origins of the works they perform. Ethnomusicology is as important as melody and harmony to the group, which has been around since 1989. Their recordings of early music of Latin America are bestsellers. Their new CD also extends back to ancient times, but moves around the world to the Middle East. Ancient Echoes is a collection of tunes, songs, and prayers that come from the time of Jesus and Jerusalem's Second Temple, when Jews were returning to the city from exile in Babylon. SAVE founder Kavita Moroni and her husband, artistic director Christopher Moroni, based the music of the new recording on the work of Jewish musicologist Abraham Idelson. He lived and worked in Jerusalem early in the last century. He also studied the music and the stories of the early Jews returning from exile and compared them with songs and tales from Jews who moved to Palestine in the early 1900s.
And what he found were startling similarities between all of these songs, especially ones that were written to sacred texts from the Hebrew Bible. For instance, Jews from Spain and Jews from Babylon would have essentially the same music to the same text, although they had been out of connection and communication with one another for nearly two centuries. So this pointed to an origin for this music that goes back to the first century and before, prior to the destruction of the temple by the Romans in 70 CE. So Idelson collected thousands of songs, and this is the basis of the music that's on the CD.
What moved you toward the Middle East in the first place? I mean, the music of early music of Latin America is a pretty natural thing for you to do, given your base in San Antonio, Texas, but the Middle East is a long way away.
I know. Well, actually, you know, this goes back 30 years when I was about 17 years old, and my mother and her best friend decided that they were going to take up belly dancing. And
Here's a secular topic for you.
Scary thought. But they actually never did, thank God. But they did get records. And these Middle Eastern music was playing around the house. And the connection that I made with it was, oh, this must be something like what music sounded like in the first century at the time of Jesus. Up till that time, I had only heard these grand Hollywood scores from movies like The Robe and Ben-Hur, and suddenly I was hearing music that was authentic from the region, and that's when the idea popped into my head that maybe something like this could be done.
The very first one that we hear, it's a wedding song. Its English translation is "I Will Sing Songs to God."
This is Hebrew, and this would have been sung at a wedding, although the text itself, it sounds more like it's about the coming of the Messiah. But there's a metaphor here where Israel is seen as the daughter, just as a bridegroom will, quote unquote, redeem the bride by marrying her, so God will redeem Israel, God's daughter, at the coming of the Messiah when Elijah the prophet shows up. And so this is what this song is talking about, and at the same time it's celebrating a wedding. And in this, at this period of time, men and women would not have been singing together at a wedding, so I chose to have the woman sing this song, and so that's what you'll hear.
Kavita, are you the woman singing this song?
I'm one of the women. Yes, indeed.
Tell us about the difficulty of doing this. I mean, how much help do you have going into it?
Christopher and I began studying the languages and how to pronounce the very interesting sounds that aren't part of the English language for about a year and a half before we started the recording. probably that was the most difficult thing as a singer, you know, where we've been trained to sing in the Romance languages, so to be able to make some of the sounds that were required was probably the biggest piece of work we had to do, actually.
Did you sing phonetically? Did you actually, like, write out syllables?
No, we actually, what we did was we studied a very ancient dialect of Arabic, which is the oldest preserved dialect from that area, from actually Iraq, from Kufa. Then we applied those pronunciations to the Hebrew characters and then to the Aramaic characters. So we were singing from the actual characters of the languages as they had been originally written. For the other members of the ensemble, we did some transliterations so that it was more easily accessible to the rest of the group.
Avun devashmayo nefkada shmok tethe malhutoch nehwe tzebionoch.
Aramaic is thought to be the language that Jesus spoke. What are we hearing then in your version of the Aramaic Lord's Prayer? Abun seems to me to be kind of a root word meaning father, because you can take it all the way up to the English word abbot. What are the lyrics to the Lord's Prayer?
The lyrics, yeah.
In Aramaic, I mean, how might they differ from what one might find, for example, the King James version of this?
The difference would be approaching a Middle Eastern language, a Semitic language, such as Aramaic, from the Middle Easterner's mindset. There's quite a difference between Greek and the Semitic languages. The Semitic languages work from a root and pattern system, where words are organized according to their meanings, and their levels of meaning radiate out from a core root. On the other hand, the Greek is a very specific kind of language, and our Western idea of understanding languages grew out from this Greek model, which is designed to be very specific, categorized, organized, and it works very well for scientific and comparative analytic thinking. But if you go to look at, for instance, the words of the Lord's Prayer in their original Aramaic, you have to look at the root meanings of these words, and you have to deal with it on a more spiritual level than you would on the surface literal level. A good word which you mentioned is the first word, abun, which literally does mean our father, but it comes from the root ab, and ab is a genderless root word. Its meaning is all the fruit which emanates from a unified source, or the blessing that emanates from parenting. So when a Middle Easterner would hear this word abun coming from the mouth of a prophet or holy man, they would go to this genderless meaning, which is both mother and father combined, or birther.
Avun devashmayo nefkadashmok tethe malkutoch nehwe tzebionoch aikono devashmayo of aro.
This is very delicate territory that you're getting into here. The idea
of course it is, yeah.
Right, theology and translations. And is your purpose here musical, theological, anthropological?
It's
all of that.
It's really, for us, it's been the ideal project because it is a musical project first and foremost. And it just so happens that in getting inspired to do the project, you know, what did the music sound like in the year one in the Holy Land or in Israel-Palestine? By definition, suddenly what happened was we started, as we started researching what texts were available, well, by God, you know, they're, by golly, they're sacred texts, you know, that's what's available.
What else would it be?
And then you start realizing, oh my gosh, you know, the professional musicians were all associated with the temple. That sent us down a trail. Well, what were they doing in the temple? And by definition, we had to then begin studying passages in the Torah to understand the application of music so that we could decide how we were going to turn that into something that would be suitable for a modern-day recording.
To
I can't tell you how much respect that we have for the people that have helped us, and it's been Jews, Christians, and Muslims, because knowing from the beginning what we were up to, that we were working on a musical project, the generosity that the information and the help and the guidance that was given to us from wonderful people in our community here, but also nationally and people around the world that have helped us, it's been really, really affirming to see how willing people are to have the basic essence of their tradition represented in what is essentially an artistic enterprise.
Christopher and Kavita Maroney of the San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble, or SAVE. The group's new CD is called Ancient Echoes, music from the time of Jesus and Jerusalem's Second Temple. The Maroneys joined us from KSTX in San Antonio, Texas. Both of you, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.